Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Fed's fight against inflation.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point.
Deadly storms hit California.
Bunch of wind, like crazy wind.
Railroad boss tells senators,
I am determined to make this right.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The Fed raises its key interest rate a quarter percentage point as it says inflation remains stubborn. But Chairman Jerome Powell says uncertainty after recent bank collapses could soften Fed policies in combating rising prices.
We no longer state that we anticipate that ongoing rate increases will be appropriate to quell inflation. Instead, we now anticipate that some additional policy firming may be appropriate.
Amid a crisis in part of the U.S. banking industry, Congress is proposing a plan to insure more of your deposits. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
There have been many proposed regulations and pieces of legislation after the near failure of these major American banks in recent weeks. But one of the ones gaining steam this week would raise the insurance level. The amount of money insured for loss if a bank goes under from $250,000 to a level higher to prevent a run on the smaller banks towards the major banks nationwide.
Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street. The Dow plunged 530 points today. The Nasdaq tumbled 190 points. At least five people have died in storms that have unleashed powerful rain and wind in California's San Francisco Bay Area. West of Los Angeles, the National Weather Service says an EF0 tornado with winds estimated up to 75 miles per hour hit Carpinteria. Damage survey teams are now checking out Montebello, where this man says it sure looks like a tornado touchdown.
A lot of doors ripped off everywhere. Just like it looks like some supernatural force ripping it off its foundation.
Meantime, rising floodwaters lead to more evacuation orders in northern Arizona. In Los Angeles, it was a second day of no classes in the nation's second largest school district, CBS's Steve Futterman.
School workers remained off the job once again on the second day of what's planned to be a three-day strike. Picket lines were set up at various schools, striking workers joined by teachers who are refusing to cross the lines.
These negotiations have gone a year without any progress. It's a typical LAUSD thing. They can't get off their butts and negotiate.
LA Mayor Karen Bass, meanwhile, has stepped in to offer support and assistance for the two sides. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Six people are dead after a car slammed into a work zone this afternoon on I-695 in Baltimore County. It's believed that all six were contracted workers on the scene. Elena Russo is with Maryland State Police.
What led up to that crash is still under investigation. We're not sure why that driver entered in the work zone.
Now this.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has six perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Abortion is again legal in Wyoming for at least 2 weeks. A judge has suspended the ban amid a new lawsuit. The president and CEO of Norfolk Southern testifies before a Senate committee on rail safety after last month's toxic derailment in Ohio. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine told that committee that even though tests show the air and water in East Palestine are safe,
fear remains. Who do we trust?
Asked Misty Allison, who talked about the controlled burning of chemicals after the derailment.
People and animals in my community are sick.
A bipartisan group of senators has introduced the Railway Safety Act, calling for increased safety requirements on trains carrying hazardous materials. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
A waiting game as a grand jury in Manhattan does not meet today, so still no word on whether former President Trump will be indicted for allegedly falsifying business records to hide campaign finance violations and payments made to a former adult film star. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Police in the Denver area are looking for a 17-year-old student accused of shooting two administrators at East High School. One is in critical condition. It happened after a handgun was found during a daily search, and it comes after a student was shot while sitting in a car near the school earlier this month. Some students say,
I don't feel safe.
But my thing is, I feel like they should just shut the school down, considering the fact that this happened so quickly. Like, it's back to back. There's no reason that this is happening back to back.
Last call is fast approaching for the Camaro. General Motors says it will end production of its signature Chevy muscle car in January. Cox Automotive analyst Michelle Krebs.
Muscle cars of old, the gas-powered ones, have seen their heyday, and that's over. And now we're on to a new era of electric vehicles.
GM's announcement comes a day after Stellantis said the last gas-powered muscle car from Dodge will be the 2023 Challenger SRT Demon 170.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all. And tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Britain's former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is in the hot seat testifying under oath before a parliamentary panel investigating the so-called Partygate scandal. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London.
First, he denied there were any lockdown-busting parties on his watch. Then the evidence showed he actually attended some of them.
I apologize for inadvertently misleading this House, but to say that I did it recklessly or deliberately is completely untrue.
Boris Johnson insisting he was assured he was following the correct COVID rules at the time. If his fellow lawmakers decide he did knowingly or recklessly mislead them, he could be suspended, even expelled. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
TikTok CEO plans to tell Congress tomorrow that the video sharing app is committed to user safety, data protection and security, and keeping the platform free from Chinese government influence. That's the World News Roundup, late edition for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.